Tejano music is the assigned label given to diverse forms of folk and popular music originating among Mexican-American communities of Central and Southern Texas. What's intriguing is Tejano's link to German music originating in the Czech Republic. With roots that date back to the late 19th century, Tejano music would become a more popular genre with a growing audience in the late 20th century with artists like Selena, Elian Arena, Los Palominos, Jay Perez, and a host of other notable Tejano artists. However, Tejano owes its current popularity to Poland in the 1830s when Germans from what is known today as the Czech Republic migrated to Mexico, bringing with them their own style of music and dance.
Cuando dijiste que me quisiste y mientes.
Germans arrived in Mexico with waltzes and polkas and other popular forms of music and dance originating from their homeland. The ensuing Mexican Revolution of 1910 to 1917 forced many of these Europeans to escape to southern Texas. And with time, a new artistic marriage with the existing regional sounds of Mexican-American music would take root. At the turn of the century, Tejanos, a.k.a. Mexican-Americans, residing in southern Texas were largely engaged in ranching and agriculture. An occasional traveling Mexican troubadour would stop by these ranches and farms, bringing with them both diversion and welcome relief from the hard work of rustic life. These musicians employed a flute, guitar, and percussion while singing long-celebrated songs from Mexico, passed down through the generations. Using traveling músicos who ventured into areas where Germans, Poles, and Czechs lived, RCA Records in the 1920s started making Spanish-language race records marketed specifically to Mexicans. Over time, músicos began to rub musical shoulders with the flavors of German-centered music. Along the way, those musical flavors were intentionally blended with the Mexican ones. And as a result, the famed and familiar Umpa signature of German music, learned tunes from German and Czech brass bands, the German accordion instrument, and performance attire that stylistically blended German and Mexican norms found a new home within Mexican musical traditions. Today, this fusion of cultural traditions has become a fixture in the southern Texan region of the U.S., as well as on the stages of world music festivals around the globe. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.